Hello children, the subject is commerce and the chapter is classification of human activities, economic and non-economic. What do we mean by human activities? All those activities undertaken by human being, for example, mother working at home, father going to an office or shop, children playing and studying at home. So all these activities are considered as human activities. Characteristics of human activities. All activities undertaken by human being in order to satisfy human wants, and wants are unlimited. That means if one want is fulfilled, another crops up. Human activities are continuous throughout life. Human activities are both for earning money as well as for inner satisfaction, that means not earning money. Human activities are of two types, economic activities and non-economic activities. Economic activities are undertaken to earn a living. The main objective is to earn money for one's livelihood. For example, a teacher teaching in a school or college, shopkeeper selling goods in the shop. Characteristics of economic activities. Economic motive, which means to earn money for one's livelihood. Productive, that means producing goods, distributing goods to consumers in order to satisfy human wants. Rational use, that means proper utilization of resources which are scarce in our country. Economic growth, that means improving the standard of living of the citizens so that more and more variety of goods are available in the market. Legally valid and socially desirable, that means a business should be a legal one. It should not be an illegal business, which are against the norms of the society. What do we mean by non-economic activities? All those activities which are related with sentiments, emotions. For example, mother looking after her child. She does it for the love and affectionate feelings that she has towards the family. Non-economic activities also means inner satisfaction. That means donating towards the relief fund. Differences between economic and non-economic activities. The main differences between economic and non-economic activities are, in economic activities, the main objective is to earn money for livelihood. But in the case of non-economic activities, it's not related with money. It is related with spiritual satisfaction. For example, helping the poor in the form of charity. Classification of economic activities are business, profession, and employment. Business is related with production and exchange of goods and services with the object of earning profit. For example, a factory, a shop, an insurance company which covers risk. Profession means an occupation which involves application of specialized knowledge and skills to earn a living. For example, doctors and lawyers. The main features of profession are acquiring knowledge, learning skills through training, attaining certificates through professional association, following the code of conduct, that means rules and service to the society should be the main objective of any professional. Employment. Employment means where people work for others in exchange for some remuneration, that is salary. A person who works for others is called an employee, and an organization engaging others to work is called an employer. For example, a nurse working in a hospital. Differences between business, profession, and employment. The main objective of business is to earn profit. The objective of profession is service, and the objective of employment is to earn salary. Qualification. In business, no qualification is required to start a business, but in the case of profession, minimum qualification is required. And in the case of employment, it depends on the type of job a person has applied for. According to that, the qualification is required. Let me recapitulate whatever I have covered. Meaning of human activities, characteristics of human activities, types of human activities, that means economic and non-economic. Characteristics of human activities and the differences between economic and non-economic activities. Economic activities are further classified into three broad categories, that is business, profession, and employment. And finally, the differences between business, profession, and employment. Thank you, children.